From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Friday, September 10th, 2021. Happy birthday to you and somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon from the city of San Fran Fentanyl. San Francisco, San Fran feces, here in California. I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. It's the topic of today's show, actually. New listeners, welcome. Thank you so much for spending time here. And regular listeners, I appreciate you, and I really need to shout out my friends who send me flowers and send gifts unsolicited. I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you for not insulting me with a cup of coffee, really. And some of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I did a show yesterday about people who slide into my direct messages or find my email addresses and they offer scant public support but think they're entitled to my time by offering me a cup of coffee as though I'm some impoverished person. Why would I want to make friends with somebody who doesn't have enough sense, emotional intelligence, and empathy to show me public support? I have to put that out there. Now, thank you again. I love these flowers. They're so beautiful. Ooh, I'm laughing about the fact that there's an article that says San Francisco is the best city in the world. Ooh, I need a sip of my iced coffee for that. You hear that? That's a sound of happiness.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
I did link the story in the description box. I didn't even read the whole thing because I know it's nonsense. I will say to people who have in their mind that you guys believe San Francisco is functional, nice, safe, you believe the hype, hey, get your coins together and come on out here and see for yourself. The proof of San Francisco is in the eating. The proof of what San Francisco is walking around and seeing it for yourself. Obviously, a lot of people are in collusion to misrepresent what's really going on here. We have the commie DA who is going to be recalled because he's pro-criminal. We've got a dastardly Board of Education that's going to be recalled because they kept San Francisco public school children out of school for a year and a half. I'm saying it's probably 500,000 kids have slipped through the cracks because of remote learning. That's just a recipe to have a permanently undereducated underclass. San Francisco is not a functional city, but it's like a toxic family that lives in a roach-infested mansion, beautiful husband, beautiful father, everything looks good from the outside, and you come into the house, there's a roaches in the kitchen. The roaches have invaded the house because they didn't take care of the roaches in the kitchen. The kids are being verbally and physically abused by the parents, but everybody is swallowing the same party line that it's okay. Well, that's the analogy of San Francisco, what's going on with San Francisco. And new listeners, I just really welcome you to scroll the show list. Almost 600 Kvetchathons. That's some serious information about what's going on here in San Francisco. And I do want to tell my friends, I will probably be back on Twitter. Today is the 10th, maybe Monday, the 13th. It's been refreshing not being on Twitter. I am a former advocate for the Tenderloin. Former Tenderloin is a district. It's lively, diverse, impacted by poor policies. And part of this podcasting platform. It was a passion project of mine to hardcore advocate for the neighborhood. I abandoned that public experiment. It did have a shelf life anyway. However, the Tenderloin is infested with cowards.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
Keyboard warriors, emasculated males, cowardly Asians, there I said it. Infantilized black people, there I said it. People who cover for the Honduran drug dealers. Let me tell you this about the Tenderloin. Tenderloin has unregulated drug dealing and they are Honduran. Okay, they're going easy on them. Let's just switch Honduran with Haitian. So imagine San Francisco has hundreds of Haitian drug dealers in the Tenderloin. Do you think people would be more upset than they are when they think Honduran, like, oh, they're just little harmless Hispanic people? You know, San Francisco is a racist city. It's a fake liberal city. It's not progressive anymore. I don't know if it ever was. Well, when I came out here in the 80s, it was a lot more fun. People were more sincere. You could actually sit and talk about race. It wasn't all this phony stuff. Phony. Anyway.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Didi LaFrac.
When you get a chance, read the article. It's a propaganda piece. And I know that there are people probably booking their flights to San Francisco right now as I'm enjoying a glass of my delicious iced coffee. And they're going to come out here and they're going to see for themselves. They're going to see all the thousands of sidewalk junkies. They are going to see the hundreds of Honduran drug dealers. They're going to see districts where there are cowardly Asian business owners that don't advocate for their district. There I said it. They're going to see the hundreds of infantilized black people living on concrete, waiting for their government handouts, waiting for the man to help them. They're going to see all the coddled and racist white drifter junkies. You're going to see it all in San Francisco. I welcome you. Come on out here. Leave something in your car. Even if you don't leave anything in your car, it's going to get broken into. You're going to see somebody walking around naked. You're going to see somebody stark raving insane. You're going to see boarded up buildings. You're going to see the dystopia that is current modern San Francisco. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. Friday, everybody's working for the weekend. Do you remember that song? It was a 1980s group called Loverboy. Man, the 80s had some great music. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.